I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A 6.8 quake rattled Burma late Thursday. It struck near the borders with China, Thailand, and Laos, but didn't present an immediate tsunami risk. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain says they had a team on the ground there. Over the weekend, Burmese soldiers attacked an area near the VBB Children's Home, so the earthquake may have actually been an answer to prayer.
With the fighting that close to the camp, I would also hope that possibly it was something that God could use to send the army back to protect the people. So we're just praying that God will use it to accomplish his purposes.
We have more details on their outreach to the Karen refugees at our website. Next, WorldServe Ministries is celebrating their 35th anniversary with a focus on God's Word. WorldServe's Ken Leggett says the ministry started in Canada to translate Scripture into 100 different languages. WorldServe is highlighting those roots.
In celebration of our 35th anniversary, we have the goal to distribute 1 million Bibles around the world. It's about a 20-month campaign that we'll be running, and we're looking at distributing Bibles to China, Ethiopia, India, Vietnam, Cuba, and also Iran.
And there's a story about a boy and some starfish. It's about the difference you can make by taking action for just one. Cure Kids is acting on that idea through their One Child Challenge. It works like this. Choose to follow a Cure Kid. A donor then gives a dollar to that surgery. Then you share the story. The hope of Christ infuses every part of the project so you can make a difference physically and spiritually. The challenge ends April 29th. We have links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-pack, which features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide. It'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.